Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
We hope he is the super fly of the junior welterweight division. I'm talking about the undefeated hard hitter from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, Kareem Mayfield. Kareem, very good morning to you, sir.
All right on, man. Good morning to yourself, bro.
How's things treating you?
Everything's well, you know, just pretty much ending off for the camp, getting prepared for March 29th.
Okay. Let's talk about Danny Garcia last week first. Danny Garcia, of course, 28-0, 16 KOs, the world welterweight champion, recognized out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Take on a guy that you beat handily, Mauricio Herrera. Did you think Herrera won that fight?
Honestly, I did think Herrera won the fight. Probably, I thought he put off at least 7 rounds out of the whole fight, for sure.
Wow, because a lot of people felt that way. And seeing I didn't score it when I sat down there. I didn't score, and I was fooling back and forth, I think, going to the UFC and things like that. So I didn't concentrate on it fully, but I'll take your word for that one. He landed more punches as far as the actual number of punches were concerned. Now, is Danny Garcia showing leaks, or is that just an off night for him?
Well, I think that Mauricio Herrera's style just sort of exposed the style. And, I mean, honestly, you know, people were thinking that Matisse was going to do that, and he did way better than Matisse. He had Danny bloody. He had him actually look like, and if he had another round, he could have possibly stopped him, man.
We're talking with Kareem Mayfield, folks, the hard hitter, 18-0, San Francisco, California, with a draw and 11 KOs. He, of course, is the pride of San Francisco. We've had Andre Ward was born here in the city by the bay. Kareem was born here as well, of course, and now he resides. You still in the Western Edition?
I am. I live in Daly City now, though, but, you know, I'm still in the hood, though.
Still in the hood. D.C. boy now. It's a little foggy out there, ain't it?
It is, Fog Town, but it's actually been pretty nice, though, lately, but, you know, they call it Fog Town, Fog City.
Kareem, straight up, man, you got this guy that you're going to fight, Thomas Duwalemi, in next week, and with 7 days from now. What does he bring to the dance, the Puerto Rican?
He brings to the dance, he's tall, he's rangy, it looks like he has a pretty good speed, power, and he had a pretty good long amateur career, so... With that being said, he's definitely a reservoir opponent, and I'm sure he's coming to fight. He's hungry, he's a hungry fighter. So that's a lot when you come in to fight a guy.
How come you have to keep fighting these tough guys? I mean, most guys, they get a path to the championship. They don't have to like knock people down and step over them and this and that. But you're having to knock people down and step over them.
Yeah, man. Probably due to the fact that, well, at one point. You know, I didn't have this long amateur career, and you know I didn't have all this backing and whatever. But I'm assuming it's because of that. And I mean, now that I thought that I was a top rank, you know, it'd be good like that. But actually, this fight isn't through top rank; it's through his promoter, Main Event, and someone else.
Okay, so you realize you're going in there against the house, right?
Correct. Definitely. Okay. Yeah.
What's you know?
All pretty much through my career, man. We know that that's been the issue, and that's been the situation with me myself. Because, starting off, you know, the undefeated guys, me fighting that I was fighting, and the promoters guys, I got a lot of those on my record. And going to people's hometown, you know, I'm not new to this, man. I'm true to this.
Kareem Mayfield, I guess. Kareem, people don't realize the pressure involved, and there was added pressure for me when I go in and fight guys like in Turlock, and they were the hometown guys. Or I'd go to Bakersfield and fight their top-ranked guy down there. I mean, it was a little added pressure, and I think it separated you from a lot of the other fighters who got to fight at home and fight locally and basically fight, you know, guys who they thought they could steamroll.
Yes, certainly. You know, definitely, looking back, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, I would think, like, damn, I'm always fighting these guys in their hometown, and You know, but I wasn't in my comfort zone, you know, at that point. But it's just, it's prepared me for a moment like this, man, and I'm ready to seize the opportunity.
Okay.
Seize the moment.
Sergey Kovalev's going to take on a pretty good fighter. What do you think of Kovalev? Is he a beast or what?
He is nice. He's a little unorthodox in the way he throws his punches. He stands a little high, but I like the way he throws his punches off. He knows how to chase guys while they're running. And that's a good look. You don't see too many people that know how to go for guys while they're on their back heels. And he knows how to throw them extra punches to land those type of punches. And he has great power.
Is he the only guy that can challenge Andre Ward?
Right now, I definitely think he is the only guy that can challenge him. I don't know about beat him, but definitely he's the only guy that probably can bring a challenge to Andre Ward. And I was thinking, as you said that, while I was thinking about a guy that knows how to chase somebody while they're moving, and Andre Ward is probably the only other guy that knows how to do that well, like holding off.
Are you surprised that Andre's finally getting the recognition by the boxing fans and the press and the media worldwide that he's got this skill? I mean, you and I have known he's had this skill for like over a decade.
Exactly. Definitely, yeah, man. You know, it took a long time for him to come around. He's still got people that's hating on him and saying this, but they're always going to be. The haters are always going to be around, man. So that's expected. But, I mean, he's finally getting, you know, accolades from the media and the fans, and that's all definitely a good look because he deserves it.
Sergey Kovalev in the main event against Cedric Agnew. That is for the WBO light heavyweight title. Now, Kareem Mayfield's in the co-main event against Thomas Dorlemy. Is this going to be televised? Have they said that for sure or what?
Yeah, this one is a semi-main event, so it's definitely going to be put on, man, for the world to see.
Oh, a little added pressure on the kid from the hit, huh?
You said, excuse me?
Little added pressure?
I don't know. I think that just was strict on the opponent that he's supposed to be deemed the future of boxing. I don't know. In my mind, I feel like a heavy fight is pretty much the same type of pressure to me because of, in this game, you can't come back in the playoffs. You know, a person take a loss, you're set way back. So with that being said, you know, it's all a pretty much the same pressure to me, I feel.
Okay. When you started was a straightforward boxing club and Ben Batista,
right,
and these people, when you started, did you think it would evolve into you being a world-ranked junior welterweight?
Not at all, man. I had an open media day workout at City Hall 2 days ago, and I spoke on that. This guy walking into the gym, into this continuation school basement, to see what this gym was looking like, that I never thought that, several years down the line that I'll be having an open media day at City Hall talking about my HBO fight, man. So this definitely is, it's a surreal moment, but I know I'm living reality right now, man, and I'm just going to continue moving forward and doing what I need to do to be inspiration to the youngsters that I always try to motivate, and the ones I do community service with and all that type of stuff, you know, I just continue to moving forward that way and being successful in life that way.
Kareem Mayfield's our guest. He's the co-main event next Saturday night, the 29th of March, of course, emanating from Atlantic City, the boardwalk. In the main event, Sergey Kovalev and Cedric Agnew. The bottom line is Kareem is here. He's here to stay. And, I think that if Jack Fisk was around, and he's, God rest his soul, in 2006, but the great boxing writer was here in the city by the bay for 50 years, he would have recognized your skills and your abilities. I saw him early on. You were a little awkward, but, man, I think you were the equalizer, and a lot of times was the fact that you can punch.
Right on, man. Yeah, I definitely do, too, also. And, he said that in an interview that he said that he's prepared for Mayfield's awkward style. You can't get prepared for my awkward style.
You know,
a lot of guys like Amir Khan, Berto, you know, they sparring guys like that, it's funny because they say it literally, Michael Dallas, that it takes a week for them to like start figuring me out. He don't have a week to figure me out. What I mean? Yeah, he only got 10 rounds. So like I've heard that numerous times that it takes a week for him to start, I guess, finding my rhythm or finding my off timing or whatever. Yeah, this guy don't have that much time.
So this guy's tall and rangy. I guess you mean working that body.
Certainly. But you know, I'm only 5'7", man. So that's all I've been fighting is tall and rangy guys my whole career.
And the rest of the family's doing well. Who's coming out to AC to watch you fight?
Hey, I'm gonna have a good large crowd, man. I'm gonna have a large crowd, so it's a lot of Bay Area cats coming out. My brother's been arranging, you know, getting people there. We're not getting their tickets, but showing them where to go, and it's going to be a good look out there in AC.
Okay, hard hitter, you got a website yet?
You got a website yet? No, I don't, man. But they gave me on IG, Kareem Hard Hitter Mayfield, or
Facebook, you know, get at me. I'm a cool dude. You can holler at me after the fight, and then I get at you, man. I get back to you. I'm not one of them stuck-up guys, man.
Okay, speaking of after the fight, man, what do you imagine the feeling's going to be like to work on HBO, to win on HBO, and the next morning? I mean, that's something.
Man, it's fun. I already visualized it, man. It's going to be a beautiful morning, man. Go have me a nice breakfast. It'll be my wife's birthday that day, man. So we're going to enjoy ourselves. Might drive into New York, man, and do a little shopping, man.
Okay. Well, I wish you the very best, man. The 29th is D-Day for you. And, of course, you've got a good fighter in front of you in this poor once-beaten Puerto Rican. And he only lost to a guy that was 33-1, so he's not any hobo by any means. And we wish you the very best of luck there.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you know, because Kareem, man, we're family.
Yes, we've been around for a bit.
So how's the straightforward? How's the straightforward club looking? They're on 7th Street now.
We still been holding it down. We've been at World Class Boxing, but you know, Coach Ben is out there in Vegas. He's actually down here with me out right now, helping me out. You know, putting his tools and fuse in. But yeah, you know, SFC for life, man. Straightforward, never backwards.
Okay, so, but Ben's now relocated in Vegas.
Yeah, he went to Vegas. He's been training Ava Knight down there and Aaron Coley at this point. And his son, Isaiah Batista, he just won the Golden Gloves like a few weeks ago down there. But they've been doing well. You know, I think Ava Knight, she's going to be good with the money team. If I'm not mistaken, she might be on this May 5th or 3rd bout. And Aaron Coley, undefeated prospect for the Bay Area also.
Okay. Are there any other fighters in the Bay Area we don't know about that are really good?
Well, yeah, the one I mentioned, Aaron Coley, he's definitely up and coming. He's out there giving Issei Smith fits. And you got guys like...
All right.
Well, I'm sure you heard of Alex Sanchez before. He's actually been giving me some sparring. He's a pretty tough Mexican guy, man.
Good enough. Kareem, I got to let you run. I'm running up on a heartbreak, but I wish you the best of luck. I love you, and I'll talk to you after the fight.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for having me.
The great Kareem Mayfield of San Francisco, California, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.